Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far.
It wasn't too far from me.
Insight for Living Ministries is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. It's a good day, like today, when the sky is blue and the mountain air is cool and crisp. It's also a good day, like today, when you're hiking with good friends way up in the trails of Wild Mountain. But it is the very best kind of day, like today, when all of that is going on and you're on your way to the best fishing spot Papa Chuck has ever seen.
What if the fish are giant trout?
I just love giant trout. That's my favorite kind of trout.
Small fish are fine, but giant trout are so much bigger.
Dad, we're only gonna catch the giant trout. I'm worried, though, that our frying pan won't be big enough for those giant trout.
Son, I think our pan will do a fine job of handling any size of fish you boys will catch today.
Oh, you should have said giant trout instead of fish. We have a bit of a giant trout thing going on there. It's what we do.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, Dad, we had a giant trout thing going.
I apologize for non-compliance of the giant trout thing.
Theo Brown is a beloved fixture here in Wildwood. He's a lawyer by training, a bit of a philosopher as a hobby, and to tell the truth, a pretty mediocre fisherman. He's more widely known as the father of one C.J. Brown.
Fellas, I never said that trout were giant. I said they were...
You said they are the biggest, fattest, most eager to get caught fish on the mountain. Quote, unquote.
Did I really say that?
I heard it myself.
So, the one thing you need to know about fishermen...
They lie all the time.
I've heard that about others, but Papa Chuck...
Well, lying is a big word.
I think we can reasonably get our arms around this by saying that men who talk about big fish are commonly enlarging the truth.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
And it's part of a time-honored tradition to listen to a truth-enlarging fisherman.
A guy who lies.
Yep, I'm with you.
And know up front that anything a fisherman says about a fish is...
I like where you're headed there.
A lie.
What?
Yep. A lie.
Of course it's a lie.
I'm not sure I can defend myself on this one, so I'm just going to be quiet and keep hiking.
While the menfolk are headed off on their adventure, Mrs. Collins has invited Goose, Stacy, Marcia, and Goose's mom, Mrs. Gone Goozler, over for a lovely and very frilly kind of lunch. This is the kind of thing Mrs. Collins loves to do and is so gifted at. While the adult ladies prepare for lunch, the younger gals are doing their favorite thing while at the Collins Mansion. They're exploring the crates and artifacts in some random room in another wing of the house.
Have we ever been in this room? I don't think we've ever been in here.
I don't think so. I would have remembered this. What a beautiful painting.
Nope, I think this is our first time here.
If you can remember from before, the club are not the only ones interested in the treasures and artifacts of the Collins Mansion. There are two rats up there on the bookcase to the left, and they're watching the activity below with the greatest of interest. The larger rat is Rick. The smaller, older one is Madavi. He came to the Collins Mansion from the Middle East.
I can't believe they're finally in this room.
As many times as we've tried to get them in here, and this time they just skipped in like they were drawn to it.
Oh, it's because the boys aren't here. They would have never come in here with all those floral paintings on the walls. They're only interested in weapons and arms.
Well, I wouldn't have said it like that, but yes, Rick, you are absolutely correct. And here they are.
As you can see, Madavi and Rick are not your typical rats. Your common rat is very, well, uneducated. They only think about eating and stealing things to make a bed with. Madavi, on the other hand, is highly educated and even wise. He and Mr. Collins were great friends, and they both traveled back here to the Collins Mansion to create a wonderful museum of all these artifacts. That was before Mr. Collins suddenly passed away. Now, Madavi has to hide in the walls and care for these treasures with the help of Rick, a local but also very unique rat of considerable ability.
The stuff in here is so much more feminine than all the stuff we usually find.
I like it. I wonder who owned all of this. A queen or something. Whoever she was tall. Look at this beautiful robe. It is so long. I think that is just supposed to drag behind you when you walk. I think they call it a train.
Ooh, I want to have a robe with a train.
So what's the trick to catch a fish? Move the bait around or let it sit still on the bottom?
It actually has a lot to do with how you hold your mouth.
Your mouth.
For sure. If you squish your mouth up and to the left, that's good for bringing in the timid ones.
Let your tongue stick out just a bit like this. And now you're getting the big ones that are too smart to bite the hook of some guy with a straight face.
So no straight face while fishing.
Dad, everyone knows that.
Where did you hear all this rubbish?
Papa Chuck.
Of course you did.
I feel like I'm getting into a lot of trouble today for some reason.
Please help me. Was that you?
I thought it was you.
He's over here. He's been beaten badly.
Bandits?
Maybe we should leave now.
We're here to help. He's choking.
Around his neck, there's something choking him.
It's too tight to cut off with my knife.
Oh, no. It's an amulet.
What does that mean?
Heavenly Father, we need your help. How do we free him? Help us, Lord.
We really need to get out of here.
While Papa Chuck was praying out loud, Theo was praying silently. Papa Chuck set this poor, choking man upright and grabbed the amulet, trying to give the man some space to get some air in. The very moment he held the amulet,
it just came off. The whole thing came off by itself.
No, they don't do that.
What are you talking about? How do you know anything about this?
Thank you. Ah, my leg.
I'd guess his leg is broke.
Couple of fingers, and I'm guessing some ribs are broke, too.
Oh, yeah. I think they about cracked my skull like an egg. I wouldn't have made it without you. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course.
My name is Mendel. Do you have water?
I'm on it. Here, drink a bit. Slowly at first.
Bandits down this far is unusual.
No, not bandits. I caused this.
Well, then who did this?
My friends did it. It was my friends.
Here it is! The best treasure in the world!
What?
Show me!
Goblets! Two amazingly gorgeous goblets!
Underwhelmed. I'm lots of underwhelmed right now.
They're pretty, but I think you overdid it with the best treasure stuff. Do you know what you can do with gorgeous goblets? Oh, you can...
drink from them?
Put really short flowers in them?
Good, Marcia. Ah, you could, make a gorgeous ice cream sundae in them.
Ah, good for you. You could keep all of your spare change in them.
I want to go drag it out so she can find it.
No, too dangerous. If they see you, they may never come back in this room. Just wait and pray. This is a time for prayer. Heavenly Father, lead her to it. Help us all today. Lead her to it, Lord.
I suppose you'd be more interested in something like this old thing?
Dagger? You found a dagger? On a bejeweled belt?
You found a beautiful bejeweled belt with a dagger on it. Oh, let me see it, let me see.
God be praised. I didn't think. Thank you, Lord. They have it. So has it begun?
I think this means it has actually begun. God be praised.
We'll be right back.
Grab your paws and go. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that right now, with just a few clicks of a mouse, your family can carry Paws and Tails with you wherever you go with Paws and Tails Podcast, or as we like to say here, Pawscast. Our Pawscast allows you to listen wherever and whenever you want. And best of all, it's free to you. Visit pawsandtails.org right now to subscribe to our Pawscast, and then get ready to grab your paws and go.
Let's get back to Wildwood for more Paws and Tails.
Where did you get that amulet? What terrible thing did you do?
Ned, what are you doing?
He's right. I came from Frontera with my friends. We were on a mission from my master, the one who gave me the amulet.
Guys, we gotta get home. It's not safe here. I'm telling you.
I'm going to make a stretcher, and we're going to carry you back to town. I'd just carry you, but you're in no shape to be thrown over a shoulder.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough. I would have died out here. They wanted me to die.
So what kind of friends want you dead? What is this all about?
If I tell you, do you promise to help me anyway?
Of course we will. What happened?
My master is pure evil. He hates everyone in Wildwood with a passion. He made me promise to carry a small barrel of poison and pour it into the Salmon River just before it flows into town.
That's our water source. We all drink from that water.
I know. It was going to kill many people, and the rest, well, they were going to wish they were dead. I couldn't do it. I snuck off last night and hid it, buried it so no one could find it. I just couldn't do it. So they beat me, nearly to death. After they left me in the dirt, the amulet began to get tighter and tighter, slowly killing me, inches at a time. That was my punishment for disobeying my master.
Why would he want to poison the whole town? Why?
He wanted to kill the one.
The one.
We don't know who he is. So my master wanted to try to kill him by killing most of the town.
Insanity. This is insane.
Okay, Mendel. Stop. Just rest. It's empty. Ned, give him your canteen.
But it's new. I just got it. Okay.
I'm going to go get some good branches for the stretcher and do some scouting around. Be back soon.
Ned, how do you know about this amulet?
Well, it's a funny story, and you're so going to laugh when you hear it.
Daisy, it is just so lovely of you to do this for us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you over. I just love it when the kids are here, and now to have you too, it's the highlight of my week. Your little goose is just the most precious, special thing. I just love her.
You're sweet. We love her too.
I was wanting to tell you a bit of our weekly get-togethers. A few of us gather to do some little bit of Bible study and sharing.
Goblets! Oh, we have gorgeous, gorgeous goblets. I'm gonna wash out the goblets so we can drink milk out of them. Be back in a jiffy.
Goose, don't be so familiar.
Oh, Mrs. Collins lets us do this kind of thing all the time. It's okay, isn't it, Mrs. Collins?
Of course, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Dagger with the belt. Dagger, and with it, a belt.
Belt with a dagger. All of it. Bejeweled.
Look. Bejeweled.
Oh, girls, that looks priceless. Put that back.
It's fine. They're always very careful with those things. That is a very interesting piece, though. Come along, Goose. Now remember, young ladies, your very best manners.
Yes, ma'am.
It would be my pleasure, Mrs. Collins.
Best manners, ladies. Your very best.
Well, this is very impressive. You have somehow taught them manners. Dinner at our house is more like a piranha pit than a fine table like this.
Manners are fun here, Mom.
Well, my compliments, Daisy.
I want to wear the dagger belt. Can I, Marcia?
Of course. It doesn't go with my blouse today anyway. Be my guest.
Wow, Stace. You look so good and powerful in that. Looks like it was made for you.
Papa Chuck took a couple of small trees and snapped them off at the ground like twigs. He and Theo were working on turning these into a stretcher they could lay Mendel in.
I scouted the area, and it looks like Mendel's friends are halfway to Frontiera by now. I think we're safe for a while.
Glad to hear that. You seem to know more about all this than I do. What's going on out there?
There's an awful lot to tell. But to make it short, there's a place called Shadow Valley.
I've heard the stories since I was a kid, but no one believes they're true. Thousands of people trapped there. It's the stuff of campfire stories.
I heard them too as a kid. But then I found myself trapped in there. It is sadly, terrifyingly, all too real.
High up in the mountains, in a dark and disgusting cave, the second-rate demon Minion is informing several new recruits on how things work on Wild Mountain.
Oh, once the prisoners are captured and transported into Shadow Valley, what happens to them? That they will one day blindly do whatever you ask.
Too many questions for your first day, if you ask me.
No, I respond. The longer they stay in the valley, the weaker their will becomes. They lose hope, and when that is completely drained from them, they will believe any lie I tell them. When I am given permission to release them, they will swarm like locusts over these mountains, destroying, devouring everything they find. Then I will be able to rebuild this mountain the way I envision.
And me, don't forget your promise to me.
Yes, of course I remember. When it is all done, I will have a kingdom of my kingdom. Ready, aim, fire!
Nicely done, everyone. Ready again.
And what happens if the prisoners in Shadow Valley are rescued before you release them? I've heard stories as a child.
Silence! That will not happen. Because you will find the one and make certain that none of them are ever released. Ready! Aim!
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tales after this.
Hi, this is Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tales, which is a children's audio series produced by Insight for Living. Paws and Tales is packed full of talking animals, grand adventure, music, and a whole lot of fun. The best part is all of this is going on while we teach your kids about the love of God. Join us at pawsandtails.org for another exciting episode of Paws and Tales today.
Thanks for waiting. Now let's get back to Paws and Tails.
I escaped Shadow Valley only by a miracle. I can't find it again, though I've tried. If I did get in again, I have no confidence that I could find my way out. There is a rumor, a prophecy, that the One will release them, save them from this terrible curse, if they are released before the swarm.
Then they can wander back to their homes and families. I heard that in third grade. So you're telling me now it's all true? It's all real?
I am. Here, hold this while I tie it off.
Well, that's a lot to take in one afternoon.
All the wicked people and evil things in these mountains desperately want to find the One and kill him. Stop him if they can't kill him. They'll do anything to keep him from releasing the prisoners. The biggest problem for them is that they don't know who he is. So they keep looking, trying anything. Clearly, they would happily poison most of the town to kill him by chance, if they can. They'll keep searching. It's been going on for decades that I know of.
Well, it's you, right? It's gotta be you.
It's not me. In many ways, I wish it were. It'd make things much simpler. But it's not me. Here, hold these together.
Keep going.
I've had my run-ins with this kind of evil many times in the past. Not for a long time now. Something seems to have changed. They seem stronger now. Makes me nervous.
The devastation has begun. Power is moving in my direction. I want this threat eliminated. Many have tried and failed. Even with poison, they have failed.
Recruits, attention! We've been building an army for years, sending them in every direction to find the One. We have been thwarted every time and in every way. There are powerful forces protecting him. They are called the Warriors. This is no band of stragglers. These Warriors wield power that is unimaginable. They seem to know where we are and often where we're going. They protect Wildwood, encircle it so that only a rare few can enter. Yes, I am one of these few.
I am recruiting only those who will not fail me in battling the Warriors and anyone else in my way. I will grant those whom I choose great power. I am looking for a few who will never stop until victory is ours. The taking of this mountain will only be the beginning.
Minion, I will find this One who stands in your way. I will do whatever it takes. If I have to burn this mountain to ashes, I will. Find the One and bring him to an early end. I promise you.
Well, we need to tell Officer Hunt, the authorities. They need to prepare for this.
It's not that kind of fight, exactly. I have more to tell you. It won't be easy to hear.
Go on.
There are physical fights ahead, for sure. There are emotional battles to face.
I suppose.
And there are spiritual battles, too.
How do you mean?
If a wagon breaks its axle, it's a physical problem. Smartest thing to do is physically jack it up and fix it. If I'm grieving a terrible loss, and it's hard to get through the day, it is just smart to sit down and talk with some wise person to help me make sense of it all.
Agreed.
If there's a spiritual problem, if evil has found its way into my life or the life of someone dear to me, it would be foolish to go fix the wagon axle and expect the issue to be solved. If there's a spiritual problem, only spiritual tools will have any effect. This problem we are looking at here, coming into Wildwood, it's a whole bunch of all three. I'm sorry to tell you that you're right in the middle of the whole thing.
Well, you have my attention. What does this all mean, and what role am I going to have in it?
Theo, I'm pretty sure the one is CJ.
To order a copy of today's program, The Warriors, just visit us online at pawsandtails.org. The Warriors was written and directed by David Carr. The song, I'm a Warrior, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Inside for Living Ministries production.